The visions of God that rise to the surface during times of crisis often reveal our true conception of who God is. And so often the disappointment we feel, the confusion we experience, is rooted in false expectations of God. What if God was trying to liberate us from these false illusions of who He is? What if God was counterintuitively meeting us in ways that are surprising? Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another week of Common Prayer. I hope that you had a really good weekend, and I'm praying that you are ready to jump in to another week. Again, thank you so much for tuning into this. It is so good to know that we are all in different places and different times, but uniting together around these little spaces to pray. You know, since the start of this shelter-in-place orders, I've been trying to be a little more intentional with my engagement of Scripture with my two daughters. And so every morning we've been waking up and we read a psalm together, and then we've been reading through the Gospel of Mark. And I'm reminded as I'm reading slowly through the Gospel of Mark, just what a fascinating read on Jesus' life it is. Mark really presents the life of Jesus in this pretty like fast-paced, action-packed kind of way. I mean, it's like event after event, healing after healing. I mean, Jesus confronts the religious leaders. He calms the storm. I mean, over and over, you see this just like movement of Jesus that's pretty powerful. You know, in a lot of ways, it's a kind of a tour de force of the kingdom of God breaking into this reality as embodied by Jesus in his life and ministry. You know, and as I've been reading this, and we're doing a little less than a chapter a day, and so at a fairly slow pace, you almost get this sense of anticipation for what God is doing in the world. There's everyone he encounters seems to have this expectation and realization that God is moving to set the world to rights. I mean, throughout it, again, you see Jesus demonstrating power over the created order. You see him, exerting power over the spiritual realm, over those that are demon possessed, over sickness and ailments. I mean, again, it's just this onslaught of Jesus' healing and redemptive power in the world. And the kingdom of God that Jesus is announcing is in fact breaking into the moment. And it's just brilliant to read this unfold slowly over these chapters. What I've noticed is, again, as you're reading this, there's this sense of expectation that Mark develops and builds within his narrative. I mean, the crowds are growing. There's a buzz that seems to be developing around Jesus' ministry. And within that story are plenty of people who have these specific expectations for who Jesus was and what he was to be done. You know, remember, Israel at this time is being oppressed by the Roman Empire, and they had been promised for years this Messiah that would come. And many had placed this sort of kind of political revolution on the shoulders of this Messiah. Those that were being oppressed assumed that what would come was this political overthrow, that they would then be thrust into the positions of power. And so there was all sorts of expectations that were just swirling around Jesus and swirling around this idea of the kingdom of God that would be ushered in through violent means and would overtake their enemies. And this is really where the story leads us to this past Sunday. You know, this past Sunday was the start of Holy Week. It was Palm Sunday. This Palm Sunday is the beginning of our Easter celebration. And it's a familiar story. It's the story of the triumphal entry. And the reality is this story is also just filled with expectations. Jesus and his crew of disciples in this moment, they turn their attention towards Jerusalem, and the expectations are just palpable. You see as they turn their attention towards Jerusalem, the people are ushering Jesus in as if he's king. I mean, they're waving palm branches, they're throwing a parade, and they're wanting Jesus to enter into the city as a new king, a new revolutionary. And so, I mean, as they're doing this, you get this image of this parade happening, and the people are just shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." And all of these expectations are just being thrown on Jesus as to what they thought he was about. Now, for a moment, just consider the reality that these crowds, I don't think, are really all that different from us. I mean, so many of us place some sort of expectation on who we think God is. We assume that God will usher into our lives the sort of blessing and security that we desire. We expect that God will service our desires above anything. You know, our default assumption tends to be that whatever we think of God is in fact who God is. But I think it's naive for us to assume that we're all that different from those who are chanting Hosanna at the triumphal entry. Because yes, we look to God to save, but the reality is when we've created God into our own image, into only that which fulfills our desires, we have a pretty weak God. Because it breaks down quickly when we're confronted with the reality of the world. I mean, again, think of where we're at. Think of the questions that arise as we face a global health pandemic, as we come to terms with the reality of an economic collapse, that as loved ones get sick, as jobs are lost, and all of these things, is sometimes these can reveal our true intentions, that we assume that God is a God who services our desires and our wants. But the reality is this, is Palm Sunday is about disappointment. It's about disillusionment. It's about Jesus being welcomed as king, but he's a different kind of king than anyone saw coming. It's about a revolution, but it's a different kind of revolution. It's about a kingdom, but a different kind of kingdom. It's about a kingdom that's illustrated by the first being last, by the humble being elevated. It's a kingdom that at its very center point has the reality that from death comes life. And so at the beginning of the week, right, these crowds are chanting Hosanna. They're saying he is the Savior, he is the one, which again is true. But something happens that by the end of the week, that same crowd is now chanting crucify him. It's a story about how their illusions and misrepresentations of Jesus were laid bare. It's a story about disappointment, but yet it's a story about a God who meets us not in our desires and our wants, but in our needs. I read one author this week who said it very similar to what I just said. He said, God does not intend to meet our expectations. Instead, he meets our needs. Church, this is the story of Palm Sunday. It's the reminder that placing our expectations on God based on our wants only leads to resentment. But rather, it is about Jesus who meets us in our needs, meets us in our suffering, meets us in our pain, and walks along with us. See, Palm Sunday is the difficult reminder that what we need and the expectations we place on Jesus are not about answers to our circumstances. It's not about those sorts of solutions that we think we can conjure up. But the reality is the story of Palm Sunday is about God giving us what we need, and that's solidarity. What we need is a God who can bleed along with us, a God who meets us in our pain. So church, what if God was trying to liberate us from our false conceptions of who he is? What if our illusions of who Jesus is in the kingdom of God, what if we recognize that they will always fall short because we're blinded behind our desires and not necessarily seeing what we need? What if God was trying to reveal to us this Palm Sunday is that we might be just like that crowd who at one moment can chant Hosanna, but at the next crucify him? Church, my prayer, and as we enter into a meditation, is that you would come face to face with the ways that we've misconstrued images of God. And so as we begin this prayer, maybe just take a moment and slow yourself down. Come back to the moment. And I want to just practice a little breath prayer to just help slow our minds. So as you listen to the cadence of your breath, just pray something simple. Maybe it's, Lord Jesus, you are here. Just take a few moments with a breath prayer. As you come back to the moment, I want you to spend a second and just consider the fact that you and I are very similar to the voices in that crowd, at one moment chanting Hosanna, and at the next, crucify him. And I want you just to sit in this question with the Holy Spirit. Ask, what are the expectations that you've placed on Jesus? Where's your heart more bent toward your wants than your needs? And just spend a moment and allow the Holy Spirit to highlight those areas. And then as you hold those things, those expectations that you've placed on God before Jesus, I want you to consider the ways in which you've experienced disappointment in this present moment. For most of us, this COVID-19 crisis has led to a lot of disappointment, a lot of questions, a lot of doubt, a lot of fears. And as you consider those things, recognize that Jesus is there with you. That what we need is not necessarily answers, but what we need is solidarity. So spend a moment considering that Jesus is with you in that pain. He is with you in that confusion. Because that's the kind of King that we serve. Church, the Jesus who came into Jerusalem that day is the Jesus that meets us in our suffering and meets us in our confusion. This is the story of Palm Sunday, about disappointment, about a change of plans, about a different kind of king and a different kind of kingdom. So let me close with this prayer. It says this: Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that I may walk in the way of his suffering and so also to share in his resurrection through Jesus Christ, my Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.